Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Sharp. Julia Sharp, a.k.a. Goldie, a.k.a. our collaborator on the Dumb People Town animated show that is currently right now sitting at YouTube with the hope that we get to make that and you guys get to see it. Goldie, thank you for being here.
It's an honor. I understand that our show is currently in a vault. It's behind a bunch of lasers. There is an encrypted combination that
they're protecting it. Is that what you're saying?
That and the recipe to New Coke, I believe.
Yeah,
all those things.
Or have you seen Orange Vanilla Coke? An ad for that?
Yeah.
In the South.
No.
And have you tried it?
No. Is it good?
It sounds like the official drink of Dumb People Town.
Right. I would definitely try it.
Like I'm surprised that like Dumb People Town doesn't have like Pepsi flavored Coke. You know what I mean? Like, if you can do any Coke, like, that's the tattoo of your face on your face.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
What's amazing is the four of us, and for our listeners, have been for the past several months just...
Almost a year.
Yeah, almost a year, but, like, really intensely for the past... Since, like, I would say the early fall, intensely kind of mulling over the dumbness of this world.
Can I just say, like, I feel like... I've gotten too close to it, and I've become stupider.
It's like it's seeped into your brain.
Yeah, by hearing about the stuff, then it's like now the first voice in my brain, like it's pushing away
just
the things that are like, you know, save for retirement. It's like, no.
Let's buy a jet ski. Wow. Are you happier as a result? Do you think you're happier?
Well, you did sort of coin the phrase, which is the question of our times, which is at the core of our TV show, which is... Is it better to be
smart and right and miserable or dumb and happy?
No, I'm in the narrows of the Venn diagram between stupid and miserable. Somehow it's just like 0.0001% of the population will experience this side effect.
You don't want to be dumb and self-aware.
Yeah,
you can't even enjoy it. Well, you have got an amazing book, which we will get into after we take a little break in a bit after we sort of get going on this story, but an amazing book.
The new book is out, and you guys can get it on. It's called So You're Going Bald, and it's hilarious. We'll talk about it.
You may be bald. You might have a close friend or spouse that is bald.
Or you might just enjoy laughing at a hilarious book. This thing is fantastic. We'll get into a little bit about it after the break. But Dan, you have a story.
We have a story, and Goldie's here, so let's just jump in.
Ready? This was sent in by Milo at Milogan. Milogan? Milo. I don't know. At
it's
M-I-L.
Milogan.
Yeah. a Canadian burglar.
That idiot! Shit. I jumped the gun.
Your way in.
I really wanted to be the first to say something.
You got it.
A Canadian burglar made himself at home. Which all sounds like the nicest thing.
Canadian burglar. Yes. Ooh, sorry. Sorry, I'm going in. So
they apologize the whole time while they're doing
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry, I'm breaking into your door.
Hey, sorry about the window.
I thought it was my cottage.
All right, if I come in, I'll take that as a maybe.
So sorry.
So sorry. After breaking into a ranch in Kamloops, is that how you say it? Does anybody know?
Kamloops.
Never
heard. Kamloops. Isn't that a song by Cantaloupe?
Yeah.
No.
That was Cantaloupe.
Kamloops. Christopher Hiscock got comfortable.
Oh boy.
I know. We could or we couldn't.
He is actually he's actually a eunuch. People don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, Norm Hiscock, if I'm correct, was one of the executive producers of Kids in the Hall. Am I wrong?
Really?
Wrong to say that,
yeah,
writer?
I think so.
You can be very successful with cock in your name.
Yeah. Right. Or owning one.
I'm talking about Canadian successful people. This guy, Chris Hiscock.
Chris Hiscock, following in the footsteps of
the many successful Hiscocks of Canada.
Mm-hmm. Christopher Hiscock got comfortable. Mm-hmm. If you put a comma in the wrong place there, you could have a totally different sentence.
Well, he took Hiscock out.
Right. He fed the cats.
Are you saying a comma after Christopher?
Yeah.
Christopher.
Hiscock got comfortable.
There we go.
He fed the cats, started the fireplace, cooked a meal, and did laundry, and wrote in the homeowner's diary.
Just stay home. Just stay home and do that. Like,
it's
don't
like a
go
restaurant where you cook your own food. Yeah, Why am I here?
Doing chores? I'm going to break in and just start doing chores while my own place is filthy.
Dan, you
make
talk,
your life better.
You talk about going to places and doing things. Like, I ran into a Ralph's supermarket and just to get one thing, and all the lines were really big, and I went over to the area where you have to like check yourself
almost
out,
almost like a self checkout.
Yes, it is a self checkout. And
actually,
Dan, I think that's what it's called. And I literally was getting angrier by the minute that the store is making me do that.
Really?
Yes.
I've gone one step further when then I'm angry at my own incompetence in operating the machine.
I'm too dumb to do it. But at the same time, I'm like, really? You're going to make us do your everything
for
you?
The other thing is, as you do that, they're always like, take the thing and put it in the bag. Like, they want you to put it in
there. Place the item in the bag.
In their bag.
Place the item in the bag.
But what if you've brought a bag? And I'm like, I'm going to put it in. Nope, you got to place it in their bag.
Then take it out of their bag and put it in your bag.
Is that real?
Yes.
See, where
freak
I go,
out.
There's just a weight system. Put it where the bag goes because it's all weighted.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. I don't want it.
Then they're like, you got to fill out a W-9 form. Let them know how many hours you worked here. And then tell them what your spouse made. I mean, it's like, just do it for me. That's why I'm here.
I was a bagger for a few summers. And
me too.
I can't watch bagging without getting aggravated because of the Tetris of it. Like, when they do it wrong, I get infuriated.
I'm like that. I'm like, you're not going to want to grab that first. Look at what's coming down the belt. Do not grab that.
What's coming down the belt.
Like, milk is that really long piece that, you know, it's like the milk slides in, you get four rows.
Right. Exactly.
Dan, you just said a phrase that tells me you are going to be the best dad that's going to annoy your kids ever.
Look what's coming down the belt.
You don't want to grab that first. The way you phrase that, you don't want to grab that first.
Look what's coming down the belt.
It's like you're not solving it fully for them. They have to solve it themselves.
Right.
You're giving them the tools to realize that they fucked up, but you're not outright saying, here, put that in first.
You watching them pack a trunk. I don't know if I'd put that there.
What else we got to put in?
That's enough to have a kid right now. You can parent with just that.
Just that. That phrase, Nan, and that ability to not solve it completely, but give it to the kid.
Hey,
to
you
solve
know what? Just
good.
Saying it. Just saying it already puts me ahead of my own father.
There you go.
Because we're in the same place.
You win. Oh, yeah. You win. Just your children hearing your voice puts you ahead of your own father.
But I love, Goldie hit the nail on the head here. It's all about why break in. It's like one of those, like, going on vacation to do yard work.
Right. Yeah.
Or like one of my favorite restaurants in LA, and they're all over the world, I think, is Gaiukaku. Where they bring you the meat, and you just cook it right there.
Gaiukaku.
Have you been to a Gaiukaku?
No.
Oh my God!
It's like
phenomenal.
A shabu shabu, right? You cook it on the
table. There's like a grill in front of you, and they bring you all the stuff, and you just load it up.
And
it's like $40. You can do all you can eat,
and then
and
you
it
clean
just
it, and then you bust the tables, and then you're marrying ketchup.
There is
at
that
the end.
Point where I'm like, why am I doing all this? And why is it more expensive?
That's what. What's the name of the place?
Gaiukaku.
Which in what
Japanese?
Language?
Come on. Japanese barbecue.
It's
Japanese barbecue.
In Japanese, it means, why am I doing all this?
Yeah.
Literally, what am I doing here?
If they're going to cultural appropriate us, make them do it.
So he fed the cats.
He started
a fire.
Yep.
He cooked a meal.
Did laundry. How could it be his?
Maybe it's a little. Maybe he threw his in.
Well, he could have changed into like their robe while he took off his own clothes and then washed them.
That's probably what he did.
I mean, that's the best thing about going to a hotel is living the robe life.
Oh, I live it at home.
You do?
Yeah.
You robe life at home?
Did you see Gaffigan's bit about that?
No.
You put on the robe at a hotel and you completely black out the fact that this was on another naked man's body.
Yeah.
Like
they wash it.
You tell me if you put that robe back on the hook, tie the little thing that they don't look at and go, it's good.
You got to tie it right.
The glasses are cleaned with Windex, that's the big thing. Is don't use those glasses.
No,
don't
ever.
I'm sure it's fine.
Oh yeah, sure. That's always the great way after you just jarred someone's life. But I'm sure it's fine.
But go ahead.
You're in a gross sperm robe drinking Windex. You know, just
fine.
Hashtag hotel life.
Do you get up super early?
My two, who's going to be 3 year old, wakes me up at generally somewhere between 3 a.m. and 7.
Okay, and you don't want your day to start until 7:30?
I don't want my day to start.
Period. I'm just saying that's probably when you're robe life. I'm not up before I need to start my day.
No. Yeah. So you don't need one.
No. Right.
You don't need a robe. Robe life will come as the you're gonna want that robe because look what's coming down the belt.
Okay. Did laundry, and then our favorite part, there's always something that gets in a dumpy old town,
always.
Wrote in the homeowner's diary.
I cannot wait to hear the entry.
First of
so
Canadian to still have a diary that you're writing in. Mm-hmm. But do you know anyone who has a diary?
It's just sad this guy wasn't born in Florida.
Yeah.
As far as we know. Yeah.
Wow. Do you know anyone who owns a diary? The Venn diagram of people who own diaries and own homes? Yeah. It's got to be like the smallest sliver ever, because what you're saying to yourself is, I'm not a 13-year-old girl.
Sure,
a diary is a lot of work.
That's a ton of work.
Anyone does?
Have you started watching the new HBO documentary about the case against Adnan?
Yes, I do. I'm in it, Randy. I'm in it.
I'm into it.
Randy was pinging cell phone towers. That was the first, am I wrong to say that was the first Serial?
Yeah, that was Serial.
Serial, season one.
Yes. Did you listen to Serial, Goldie?
I did. Yeah. Yeah.
So, this puts a visual to all of it.
But I was going to say, having a diary will either wrongfully convict someone or exonerate someone.
Yeah, because
it's all your words.
Right, it's your words and how you feel, and you're like, well, but she was a teenage girl talking about this guy.
That's what I think of now when you said diary. I'm like, oh, just that you're leaving behind some trail of what was going on.
I have one, and it's just hidden away with all these false leads. You guys are in it. You know, they're gonna find it.
You write things like, keep seeing guy in red jacket. Yeah. Now that they're way down on this red jacket guy.
My daughter wants to kill me.
Going
sure
to podcast, felt a lot of tension.
Definitely search these guys' homes.
You just
if
make
anything.
It so much more difficult for the police. So, what did he write in his cock?
I cannot wait.
Again, comma could change all of that. Mm-hmm. Today was my first full day at the ranch.
What? I kind of like him. He's got a sense of humor about himself.
I fed the cats and horses. Mm-hmm. So much I can do here. I have to remind myself just to relax and take my time. I don't feel alone here. I guess with two cats and three horses, it's kind of hard to be alone. Mm-hmm. Last night, I had a fire in the house. It was so peaceful. That's in parentheses.
Can I just interrupt for a second? That like this guy is welcome to break into my house and just take over.
We might need some laundry done.
I need a babysitter next Saturday night.
We can get a whole schedule going for this guy. Thursdays you're over there,
and then Saturdays you're at Goldie's.
Oh, there's a diary at every house. Don't worry, you're taken care of.
There's a diary at every house. Could be the name of his book.
Mm-hmm. Last night, I had a fire in the house. It was so peaceful. I slept like a little baby. Mm. I saw a picture.
By the way, babies don't sleep. A little baby gets
the worst
sleep ever.
You want to sleep like a four-year-old.
Well, every 2 hours, you're breastfeeding?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Okay.
I slept like a little baby. I saw a picture in the basement on the wall of a man holding and weighing a fish on a boat.
You saw a picture in the basement of a wall.
I'm sorry. I saw a picture in the basement on the wall of a man.
On the wall of a man.
Yes. Holding and weighing fish on a boat.
That feels like filler.
Yeah.
Come on.
Looking at him.
Get to it.
He's got 1,500 words.
I think we look a lot alike.
What?
But I think I'm more handsome.
No.
End of entry.
Yes. You had to get one dig on the guy.
Yes. Yes.
By the way. Have you ever been fishing early in the morning and whatnot? You don't wake up looking great when you're fishing.
No.
I mean, so
if you're
cut the guy
in at the right time.
Cut the guy some slack on a
two-pound
Tesla.
Well, he thinks he looks more handsome. We're going to take a quick break. When we do, we'll come back with the homeowner showing up at this house.
Oh, good.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more dumb people town.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Dumb People Town. Our guest is Julia Sharp, our buddy Goldie. He's got a new book out called So You're Bald.
So You're Going Bald.
You're going bald. So it's not even your bald. There are those who are bald, and then those who... You are bald yourself.
Well, thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going bald, yeah. and now I am bald, so.
But you have.
We were at your house, like, looking at the hairpiece you bought.
Because you got a hairpiece for the, to try on for the.
Part of the book is I get an incredible hairpiece.
It's amazing.
It's ridiculous because of the gray blended in. I mean,
the woman's an artist.
The woman is
an artist. She was an artist, yeah.
It's so believable.
Yeah.
And it's so fantastic.
You put it on, I was like, is this the way you've always been?
It was amazing. It's clear I wasted 20 years not having it.
I was going to ask you, did you see when doing it, you're like, oh, if you started this right when you were starting to lose it, you would stay on this road and never get off because you're kind of tied to it.
Yeah, I mean, the book goes into whether ethically you need to reveal this.
That's what
to
I want
to
know, because the reveal is, to me, the moment in every romantic comedy in the third act, almost towards the end, where the guy loses
the end of the
girl.
Second act.
Right. And he loses the girl and he's got to do something to get her back because she thought he was
like
one way.
Like Behind the Candelabra.
Yeah.
In this movie, he would not get her back.
That was beyond the candelabra.
He would not get her back because he's bald.
Right. Like, she's going to be like, no. Yeah.
She's going to like, this book, is my new reality.
Oh,
this
I didn't know I was dating a network TV villain.
Or an English Premier League soccer referee.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching they are hairless. Like, to me, as if, like, hair was something that fans could latch on to and get mad at you about, that you're like, I'm completely hairless. I'm like a little baby.
What it does is, I mean, the book goes into this as well, is that bald people are effectively invisible. Like, no one cares about us at all. And so I think what the soccer league is probably thinking is, like, don't let the refs distract you.
Right.
Don't even see them. It's like a frictionless.
Like, what if the best you can say about the referee is, I didn't even notice
exactly.
Them.
So, like, what if the referee was, like, this really great referee but had a Morrissey-style haircut?
You'd be like, that's all people would be talking about.
Yeah.
There's this fucking Morrissey asshole.
There's that cameraman at the Clippers game with the crazy huge hair. You know, like, you shouldn't, because he's a cameraman.
He should be bald.
Yes.
This book is hilarious. If you have someone in your life that is bald, if you just enjoy straight comedy, as I mentioned before, or gay comedy, whatever you need, this is the book for you.
It is so freaking funny.
Let's do, as an audience, let's support this guy. Ghost, it's on Amazon.
For a number of reasons. Number one, you will love the book.
Agreed.
It is like, it is.
And your bald friends or father-in-law who you want to get a little dig in at, or anyone in your life.
I don't even think it's getting a dig in.
There's so much positivity.
I mean, the problem is you may literally make them so powerful they will dominate you forever. Like, that's the risk that you're accepting.
You're turning the male bald world into a world of Jason Stathams, correct?
I mean, that's
that
the goal.
Much confidence?
I mean, basically that, as I say in the book, is the highest thing
the highest
a bald
level
person
of bald
can aspire to.
Is to be like, Jason
Statham.
Is to Statham
the
that's
shit
right.
Out of
it. Or Bruce Willis. Someone like in that
yes.
range. But Statham really a little
non-harmonica
more.
Non-harmonica playing Bruce Willis is essentially
yeah, like
what
a
saying.
Like not the Bruce Willis. I mean, the Bruce Willis we grew up with.
Right, because when Bruce Willis starts playing with the blues band, that's when I'm reminded how bald he is.
Yeah, our harmonica is a bad thing for a bald guy to be holding.
I've got one with me right now.
Don't.
Swear to God.
It's very distracting.
Dan Van Kirk, another bald, hilarious friend.
Well, no, I mean,
really, you're
this
shaved.
Is
but,
yeah. Why I'm here is you guys are such a bald-friendly podcast.
Oh, man.
You know, there's hostility everywhere.
Agreed.
Look, I do think it is, there's a point, and we have so many really close friends in our lives, and you say to yourself, okay.
Thank you.
Who are bald
Thank
and you are one of them and they are and you're like, all right, are you gonna embrace this? Where are you going with this?
Never.
Never.
I'm never gonna
You're never gonna embrace
this. No. I mean, I was saying like this morning that, you know, the book is coming out and theoretically the worst thing that could happen is I regrow my hair miraculously like this week.
That's
and then
your
I,
biggest nightmare.
That's the biggest
but then
nightmare.
I would just jettison the book and go, oh, it's all bullshit. Don't buy it.
That's
like,
right.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
My whole thing is I always say
that'd be the best.
Shaving your head or being bald is a skinny man's game. Because if you're, and by skinny, I just mean healthy.
Right,
if you are bald and you go big obese, it mm-hmm. never works.
Well, you're
in
King
the
Kong,
book,
you're King Kong Bundy.
One right. thing in the book, it says you cannot gain one fucking ounce.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You cannot.
It looks good if you're healthy.
Yes.
You will look fine.
Yeah,
but
like,
once you start going, you just start looking like a thumb, like a big
baby.
It all starts. Yes.
Giant baby.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Well, but if you're bald and you're thin and or you're in good shape, people are like, does he do martial arts?
You almost look streamlined
yeah.
if you're healthy.
Like Agassi was all about without the hair, and then he lost the hair, and he lost Brooke Shields, but still he gained Steffi Graf. So he kind of came out of net gain zero and good.
But he had to be, like, incredible at tennis.
Right. He had to have a superpower.
He had to have a superpower. Overcome the
ball. That's right. Like, basically, you know, another thing you can shoot for is getting mistaken for Kelly Slater.
Yeah.
That's super high end. Where,
that guy.
Yeah. Because people don't really know what he looks like, so I've just gone to
saying. That's the other thing about having hair. Dude. It's the only qualifier people need to say you look like someone else. You know who you look like? Like, because we both don't have hair.
Right. Yes.
That's the only thing you're going off of here on any level.
Yes.
Hey, you guys both don't have hair. You look like him.
Someone said to me, you know, he looked like Randy Sklar the other day.
No.
I was like, yeah, that's my brother.
All right. Punch him?
I didn't.
So you're going bald like Julia Sharp.
And let me just say, like, you
know. It's out now. It's
a lot of books. I know people come on here, a lot of things. The part of the money goes to charity, but all the money goes to me. So
good,
you should feel good about buying.
You know, 100% of the money is going to one place.
That's right.
That is great.
You don't have to worry about the money being dispersed in a bunch of different areas.
Whether you agree with that charity or not, because you might go, like, I don't think those people deserve help.
Like, if you really opened the books at UNICEF, you would have some issues.
God, it would be a nightmare in there.
You'd find things you didn't want to find. This is all going to want to involve me.
And I'm not wasting it on administrative fees.
Thank you.
Or your kids, even.
There is zero red tape when the money comes.
You're not going to get another envelope from me in a month reminding you what I'm doing and to donate
more. No more emails. No. You just buy the book and you're done.
If you buy this, you'll never hear from me ever again,
which is perfect.
Which, by the way, that is a huge... I wish we could buy the book and never hear from you ever again.
I would love that. Okay. Nothing would make me
happy. By the way, I am buying this book. We have... Jay and I have like four people that we're buying
this book for.
And we will be heroes when we send this book. So do the same. So you're going bald. Let's finish this story up, shall we? Okay.
The Residents.
So just to reset, there's a guy who, a Canadian burglar.
Who loves a good diary.
Loves a good who just broke into a house, did laundry.
Threw some shade on a
fed
fisherman.
Fed the cats, fed the horses, apparently.
Threw some shade on a fisherman in a picture. And
did he sleep there?
Yes, like a baby.
Like a baby.
Like, do most break-ins last 24 to 48 hours? It's like...
this could be a movie.
It's called Breakation.
Right, exactly.
Breakation was Breakation.
Where you just live the same life you did at home. Uh-huh. The residents of the ranch in Little Fort on the Yellowhead Highway came home and found him watching TV on the couch with a cup of coffee.
Oh, hey.
Hello.
His cock went in the house.
Stop.
Yeah. Stop.
His cock went in the house after seeing the door open. The lawyer said during trial. So they left for quite a while and left the door open.
They live on a ranch on the Yellowhead Highway in Canada.
You know,
who do you think is going to come into
your house? My favorite murder has Stay Sexy, Don't Get Murdered. One of our things is Dumb People Town. Lock your doors.
Lock your doors. Don't be dumb.
Lock your doors.
Don't be dumb.
Although they come home, their pets are fed, their laundry's done. Don't lock your doors.
I mean, in that case.
And you know, the wife looked at the husband and was like, I told you we could have stayed another day. Everything is taken care of here.
You were worried about the horses.
I bet it was even more like, see, it is possible to feed the cats and do the laundry, Jim. You know, like that.
I have to do it all.
Yes.
While you're out fishing.
Where was I? His cock of Nova Scotia pleaded
guilty
on September 28th to possession of stolen property and unlawfully being in a dwelling house, according to reports.
Unlawfully feeding a horse.
He had reached the ranch from Nova Scotia after stealing a truck, which he probably got an oil change for.
Right.
You know this guy. And washed in and out.
Right. After being convicted, he still marveled at his quote-unquote home. Beautiful ranch. Gorgeous. I was driving and I just turned in. Beautiful place, he said, according to reports. Sheldon Tate, his defense lawyer, said his cock was working for a...
Is this Sheldon Tate's cock?
I know.
Okay. Just wondering.
Said his cock was working for a swimming pool company, but traveled searching for work after thinking he'd get laid off.
Okay.
He worked for a pool company.
Sure.
Didn't get laid off.
No.
Thought he was going to get laid off.
This is getting in front of that curve.
That's when you hit the road. I might get laid off.
Time to get out of here.
Yeah,
there's a chance that I could get laid off.
What are my options if I might get laid off? Steal a car?
Steal a truck. Go to a ranch. Feed some horses.
Listen, I'm not getting caught with my pants down on this.
No.
Or my name is in his cock.
His coworkers said he was estranged from his family and lived a nomadic lifestyle whenever he felt like traveling. Just go. Yeah. You're in
just
the wind.
Hitting the road, doing the chores.
Okay. That feels like a Canadian life. Yeah. Like, that's not something you could do in America.
After being put on 1 year probation and banned from contacting the rancher's owners.
That's going to be hard for him.
1 year probation. That's all he got.
Hiscock said he was considering heading for greener pastures. We'll get out of here on this. Quote, the woods is a good place, I suppose. There's a lot of fish out there.
What?
I don't know.
The most burglars put a button on the whole experience. In like a homey, folksy sort of.
Canada does.
Yeah, moral.
Yeah, there's a lot of fish out there. Yeah. He's just going to go to the woods.
Yeah, but are there a lot of fish in woods? I mean, I guess if there are lakes in woods.
You need a stream, maybe.
You need something, some body of water.
Yeah, are there fish in the woods?
I guess I guess he wants to be a big fish in a small forest.
There he goes.
I think that's what he's looking for. If he goes.
They can't lay you off in the forest.
No, they can't.
Friday app, friends.
Yes. Again, by the way, great follow on Twitter at Julius Sharp. And pick up the book, So You're Bald.
So You're Going.
So You're Going Bald. Sorry.
So You're Going,
so you're going Bald. If you type in So You're and Bald, you'll find the book.
That feels like the workbook that accompanies this book with like this exercises.
Yes, 100%.
You have to write the book So You're Now Bald. So You're Going Bald, So You're Now Bald, So You Were Bald. It's a whole series, but So You're Going Bald is the name of the book. Check it out. And
it's got a bald guy clinging to a hair follicle.
Me.
It's you.
That's me.
That's great. Yeah.
Clinging to just one hair follicle on the front.
Great.
Julia Sharp, So You're Going Bald, and oh shit, we gotta get back to work.
Dum dum dum. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.